Town and Neighbors, Ron Hayes, Beef Buzzing with you today with Dr. Shailene McNeil as we talk more about the nutrition story of beef in just a moment.
We asked cattle producer Monty Tucker what sustainability means to him.
I'm proud to say I'm fourth generation. My family's been here 110 years. To me, that is sustainable. But we have to work hard to keep it sustainable. We got to have healthy soil. We got to have a healthy ecosystem that includes all little critters. And that just turns into a healthy pasture situation that turns into healthy, vibrant cattle.
Cydectin moxidectin poron controls 33 parasite species and stages, yet is friendly to dung beetles and earthworms to help keep your operations ecosystem healthy. Monty Tucker appreciates that.
Cydectin's important to me because soil health is becoming a bigger issue. A product that's dung beetle friendly is important because I don't want to kill them. I like to see them. It's just a healthy ecosystem.
Protect your cattle and ecosystem with Cydectin from Elanco. Ask your animal health retailer. Keep Cydectin out of reach of children.
Consumers seem to be getting the message that beef is a nutritious part of your regular diet. So says Dr. Shailene McNeil, Director of Nutrition Research for the National Cattlemen's Beef Association. Shailene, in talking with us at the recent Cattle Industry Convention, says the attitude that consumers have these days about beef and the nutritional value of beef seems to be on the uptick.
You know, I have worked on behalf of farmers and ranchers for almost 20 years now, and nutrition used to just be a negative topic for us, right? It was just, we're always uphill battle talking about why beef has great benefits, but feeling like we heard a lot of negative media attention. And we've really seen that start to shift. I mean, I think the awareness that people have about incorporating more protein in their diet, some of that led by research from the Checkoff, but also just the benefits. People looking for nutritious ways to eat healthy diets with foods that they really like eating, we're seeing that we have more favorable consumer scores on nutrition than we've ever had. 70% or more of consumers agree with us that beef is a nutritious and balanced part of a healthy diet. So we need to just continue to build on that and reinforce all the great reasons why beef can support a healthy diet.
And consumers buying into the positive nutrition message about beef is helping beef demand.
So we know that's part of the puzzle. You know, there's other demand drivers too. There's taste, there's price, there's a lot of pieces that factor into that. But nutrition is a demand driver. And for many years, nutrition is was the thing holding consumers back. They would eat less beef because of concerns about health. But now we're seeing that that's a little bit more mixed. Some of them are seeking out beef to include for health. They're looking for sources of high quality protein. So it can be something that encourages beef consumption. And some of those barriers that we still have that we need to overcome on fat perceptions, for example, or some other health concerns that people have with beef, we're doing more education to get them more comfortable with that. But generally speaking, most consumers are really supportive of beef in the diet. They want to include it, they like to eat it, and they certainly see that it provides important health benefits.
What's the next frontier in trying to answer a question or objection from the medical community, from the nutritional community, from consumers themselves? What's out there we need to be taking care of?
Well, while we're improving our attitudes on nutrition, consumers are kind of coming along with us that, yes, beef is important, high-quality protein, great nutrients, and we're hearing more and more about sustainability, though, right? So is it the most efficient protein? Is it the best protein for the environment and nutrition and health? And those things work hand-in-hand together, nutrition and sustainability. And we have a great story there as well. So just like what we've learned over the years in nutrition, we need to start focusing on, with health professionals even, and with consumers, about this topic of sustainability so that they can understand that cattle play an important role in helping us get high-quality protein that we enjoy. And they play a different role than maybe other protein choices. So there is a place for beef and the beef production system in helping nourish people and in a global healthy, sustainable diet. And we're tying those topics together when we talk to, for example, pediatricians who are asking us that question as well. So I think we'll continue to have challenges. We always will. We know how to address challenges. And it's so great that we have science to guide us, because in the long run, we're able to stand behind our messages and inform ourselves. And I think that's how we've made the progress on nutrition, because we've had that science. And we'll do the same on sustainability, and we'll continue to make progress in that area as well.
And that's great news, according to dietitian Dr. Shailene McNeil of NCBA. You've got the Beef Buzz on Ron. Certified wheat seed produces more per acre, and Joe Shirley Farms in Alva has five tremendous varieties that will help you harvest a high-quality, high-yielding wheat crop next June. Showdown, Butler's Gold, Gallagher, Smith's Gold, and Double Stop CL Plus, all out of the OSU wheat breeding program and all ready to work for you. Call 580-748-0900. That's 580-748-0900. Or go to their website, shirleyfarms.com. More Beef Buzz shows on our website, OklahomaFarmReport.com, at the Beef Buzz button. I'm Ron Hayes.